We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning Masechta Zvachim. We begin learning Seder Kodshim. And the Smag already in the Hagdama, in his Mitzvah Saseh, asks what's the purpose of learning Seder Kodshim, Seder Zroim, Seder Taharis, which all not applicable Bizman Hazeh. So he says, Shal Yomer Adam Kain, a person has no right to say this. Ki mitzvah ha-shetziva adon ha-olam, the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded us, yesh ladas es yisoy deisehem, we're obligated to know their fundamentals, apish einam tzrichim v'nohagim ato, even though they're not applicable b'zman hazeh. Shekol ha-mitzvahs Nitzdavinim. Regarding all mitzvahs, are we taught, are we commanded? V'lumadatem oisam. V'nemar, the Pasuk also says, V'shmatem mitzvoisai v'asisim oisam. So he says, from here we see, ha'lumadato, shashmir v'asiyish nedvarim heim. There are two separate concepts. Ki ein shmira ela b'leiv. There's a chiyuv of shmira, which is on our heart. K'mosh amar Rabbeinu Seinu, shmartem zu ha-mishna, v'sisem zu ha-siyah. So he says from here, we say that there's an obligation of shmira to learn even mitzvahs that don't apply. And he says that's what the Torah says, v'shinantam levanecho, shei mitzvahs ha-torah m'chudodam b'ficho, u'fi b'necho. We and our children have an obligation to learn all of the Torah. And therefore he concludes, Ulkein Roy Lilmer is called Ikre HaMitzvahs Af Oysen She'en Nohagis B'zman Hazeh. We're obligated to learn all mitzvahs, even the ones that don't apply B'zman Hazeh. And so too does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sifim Tes through your Aleph. So he says, certainly, if a person is limited in the amount of time that he can learn, he should spend that time learning halacha lemaisa, what he has to do. But if, Baruch Hashem, a person has the ability to learn more than just that, a person has to have a seder to learn through Gan Shas, Bavli v'Yushami Mechilta, V'shas Sifrei Chazal, Koilo Kol Sifrei HaMedrashim, Shekol Devreim Heim Torah Shebaalpeh, Shnit L'Moshe M'Sinai. And therefore, he says, you have to learn everything. And he continues in saying, U'metoicha halachas she'enem mitzuyus, there are halachas that are not that relevant, Yeshloi La'asak T'chila B'Seid HaKotshim. If you're going to learn halacha that's not relevant b'zman hazeh, the first place to go is to learn Seder Kodshim. Why? Because k'mosh amru chazal, like chazal teach us in Masechet Menachos, daf kuf yud amud aleph, kol oisik b'tayrus oyla kilo k'rav oyla, aval kein nochen hadover, im efshen lume kol ha-kabonis b'shleimus, if somebody has the ability to learn all of the halachas of the kabonis, V'kol avodish v'migdash, v'hilchus ha-migdash, v'kol kelev, k'mavur b'heit, b'chiba ha-ramam seif, avod v'seid ha-kabonis. V'akach, b'meshach ha-mzan, first learn kodshim. And if you have time, im yucha lulmoid, oid b'shazu lulmalach, v'kuro yasa b'seidus, taris v'zroim. Then learn zroim, v'ein koidmim, l'seid moid n'ishim v'nazikim, achsh v'osa harbe, b'limna mevel de maisa, she'hilchus ha'shnum, b'gizim m'sadarim eila. Chutz m'msech de brachas v'chul n'nida she'en koidmim. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the first m'sech that one should learn, m'sech de brachas v'chul n'nida, then, which only should be preceded, obviously, by learning halacha l'maisa, then learn the kotshim m'sechtes, then learn the zroim and taris, and then get to Noshim Nezikim Nezikim. And the Chayzer writes that when he was young, he had the desire to write a sefer on Seder Kodshim, because he knew, as we quoted the Gemara before, the Gemara Masechet Menachos, that by learning and working on the halachas of the Kabbonis, that was the way as if we brought the Kabbonis. I saw, as we speak about learning Seder Kodshim, there are Michal Feinstein Zitzal, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, quoted his father-in-law, the Brisker Rav, the why in Brisk did they spend time learning Kodshim. So he says that most notably in Seder Kodshim, maybe more than any other of the Seder of Masechtas and Shas, the concentration is not so much in the why. The concentration is in the what. And since the concentration is in just learning and understanding what Hashem wants from us, not trying to understand the why, that is critical. That is critical to our success in becoming better Jews. And along that line, I saw a question. As we begin to learn Seder Kodshim, we started our Mishnah beginning of Masechet Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchun Shloi L'Shmon K'sherim Eshloi Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. So we're learning the halacha if somebody brought a carbon without the right intent. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, the Sefer Taurus Chaim asks, shouldn't we have begun the Masechta with the fifth parak of the Masechta, the parak of Ezu Mekoimam Shel Zvachim, that teaches us the basic halachas of the Kabbonis, about the basic facts, and only afterwards should we have gone into the details like we learn in our Mishnah about Shloi L'Shma. So I saw that the Sefer Magoyos Hashas quotes the Sefer B'Tzror HaChayim that says that the lesson why Seder Kodshim begins with Masechta Zvachim to teach us that all other Sedarim of Shas are, you learn, as we learned in Masechta Horius, B'Tach Shalai L'Shma, Baal L'Shma. People learn Torah Shalai L'Shma. But when it comes to learning Seder Kodshim, Kodshim has to be learned L'Shma. And just like our Mishnah teaches us that a carbon that was brought Shalai L'Shma is either disqualified, certainly L'Olu L'Bailim M'Shem Chayva, so too has to be our learning of Masechta Kodshim. Our learning, said the Kodshim, has to be Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi. It has to be with the purest of intents, the intent L'Hashem Levadoi, to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with no other intention. And in fact, it says in the Medrash Tehillim, Rav Tanchuma Pasolei B'Shita Sidrei Meshda, Taras Hashem Tamima Zeshe D'Noshim, V'Keinu Oimer Kulach Yofach Rayosi Umum Einbach, Eidus Hashem Nemona Zeshe D'Zroim, because a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he plants. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. B'kudei Hashem Yishar Masam Chelev Zeshe D'Moyed, שיש בהם סוכו ולולוב וכל מיידי השונו שכוס בהם שמחת בחגך. Seder Moed refers to the Yom Tovim, which is the time of Simcha. Mitzvus Hashem Boro Mirei Seinayim Zushe the Kodshim Shemeir Einayim Shal Chachamim. By learning Seder Kodshim, we have the ability to open up our eyes. Yiras Hashem Tahiri continues, says the Tahara Shemafish Ben Tumla Tahara Mishpatei Shem Emza Seder Zikin Shesh Bekol Adinim. But here we see that the Sefer Seder Kachim is Mitzvah Hashem Boro. It makes us open up our eyes. It opens up our eyes to learn and understand all of our Torah and all of our place. All of our Torah and all of our place in this world. And that's why I saw from Chaim Oizer in his Haskama to the Sefer Avodas Kabbonis, which was written by the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Aaron Cohen. He says, "Ube'emes levad choyves hayidiyah b'fnei atzmai b'chol b'hilchus kachim." Besides that, there's an obligation for all of us to know hilchus kachim. Haloi kol hashas bolu. We know that all of Shas has so many different issues that are discussed in one mesechta that reply to another mesechta. To apply to different subjects. And all the inyanim in this mesechta are connected in one to another. And there's so many concepts and issues that are raised in this mesechta that do apply to Zman Hazeh. Even if you don't want to make an argument that I don't need to know about halachas that don't apply b'zman hazeh, but by not learning say the kachim, says Rav Chaim Oizer, that even in halachas that are applicable b'zman hazeh, you will not be proficient. So it makes a very strong point that if you don't learn, say the kachim, then you're missing not only in knowing this important area of halacha, but you're also going to be missing in other areas of halacha that are so critical to our acceptance and knowledge of what we are supposed to do.